That is indeed Alu Alu. And English football's most recent French export, Joey Barton, has compared himself to an Alu Alu character on Twitter after something strange happened to his Scouse accent when he spoke to the French media.
Yesterday I make one tackle and all everybody speak about is this tackle. Nobody speaks about a 50-yard pass that kills Balmon and it causes a red card for him. So for me, it's important that people speak about the qualities I bring as a footballer, and I'm a little bit bored, you know, from the English media, and hopefully the French media has more about it than the English media and concentrate on stupid little incidents like this.
Those stupid little incidents, well, they brought back memories of former England manager Steve McLaren's interviews when he managed Dutch side FC 20.
When I came here and Champions League, Liverpool or Arsenal, I thought maybe one of them we would draw, and it is Arsenal. I think one of the toughest teams in the draw, and I think it will be very, very difficult for our players, but also a great experience. We have a young team, and to experience big games, Champions League, Arsenal, at home, the Emirates, will be fantastic for the players, not just for now, but in the future as well.
Well, Countdown's Susie Dent has written a book called How to Talk Like a Local. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
And that's certainly what Joey Barton and Steve McLaren are doing. Why do people do this?
Well, it's very subconscious. When I first heard Joey Barton, I was positive it was a deliberate send-up. But actually, I'm not sure it was, because we all have this innate ability to try and empathise, if you like, with the person that we're talking to, and to fit in with them. And a lot of research has shown how the speech brain does actually try to accommodate the speech sounds of the person that you're listening to. And we all do it. Tony Blair was criticised quite heavily, do you remember, for apparently adopting estuary English and sort of peppering your nose throughout his speeches. And we all do it, whether or not we want to. And I think for Joey Barton, it was quite a pragmatic choice, because he was talking to a group of French journalists. Had he sort of machine-gunned his way through with a thick Scouse accent, he wouldn't have been understood at all, whereas he spoke slowly. His intonation was very French, as you've heard. Apparently there were a few Gallic shrugs thrown in there as well. But we do it because we want to fit in, and also we want to be understood. And, you know, in the olden days, communication was a matter of life and death. So if you wanted to sound like the next tribe, you would try and adopt their accents and their sound patterns.
Well, does it make it easier for the French to understand Joey Barton?
Almost positive it would, yes. I mean, if you take the two extremes of a thick Merseyside accent and very fast patter, and this very slow, measured delivery, which was copying absolutely the intonation patterns of French, I'm almost certain it would have been more comprehensible to them. I mean, I think the thing that made me laugh is that he was actually changing some of his words to French ones. So we had dangerous, for example. Whereas I think with McLaren, it was more intonation. Apart from his fantastique, which I think he threw in there at the end, it was more his sounds were actually pretty much the same as ever, but it was his intonation very much that became Dutch or European. So yes, I think it was quite a pragmatic choice, and I don't think we should blame Joey Barton too much, because we all do it.
Is it fair, Susie, that when this does happen, that people end up getting battered? Because I remember Joey Barton actually being one of the big critics of Steve McLaren when he did it, and here he's fallen foul.
Oh, I didn't realise that. That's funny. Yes, I mean, I think he's now saying that it was a deliberate parody, wasn't he? But I'm not too sure about that. But no, I don't think it is fair to criticise, because if you like, it shows that your linguistic brain is actually being very clever. And, you know, today we can easily be branded as an outcast. If you go down to Devon or Cornwall, you're a grockle or you're an emmet if you don't speak like the rest of them or behave like locals. And so we all try to fit in. We all adopt the latest slang, for example, because we want to be part of the in crowd. It's operating in exactly that same way. And linguistically, we are incredibly clever. We put ums and ahs in our conversation, not because we can't think of what to say, but it's been proven that it gives the listener time to process what we're saying. So all of this is operating at the subconscious level, but it's very sophisticated.
Okay, Susie, thank you very much for joining us this morning.